So what's the difference between attention and intention? Attention and awareness. The Pali has a lot of different words which really chop up mental factors. And if you get too analytical, you get very confused. So you got to be careful. Was this intention or attention? Was this awareness? Was this mindfulness? So some people really like that kind of analysis. I tend not to go there too much because I just start to think too much. So I like words like awaken in general. But let's say this attention is usually I'm still laughing. Attention is usually yoniso manasikara, and awareness is usually sati. So this morning, say I'm practicing and there's presence, so that's awareness. And then I notice that I've got a headache, so then I pay attention to the headache. So I investigate something. I think that's what attention. Intention is what's behind it. That's jetana or kamma. And jetana is very important in Buddhism because if the intention in observing the headache is to get rid of it, then that intention is bound by defilement. So if I'm not aware of my intention, I create kamma according to that. So let's say I'm meditating and I'm go through the headache, and then I pay attention to it, yonisimosikara, with the desire to get rid of it. And I don't notice that there's a desire to get rid of it. That's why I'm paying attention. If I get a bigger headache, it won't work. Right? So that's what intention is, probably the most important thing, that the underlying reason, motivation, intention behind my all my activities is known, and that it's not coming from delusion and or greed, hatred, or delusion. And that can't always be known, because we come into this deluded and we hang around deluded for quite a while. So you learn little by little by basically, practically, that this isn't working. There's something behind the way I'm doing this that isn't working. So I have to look at, where am I coming from? So I know with my struggles with fear, the intention of observing the fear was to get rid of it. And it didn't work. And when the intention, when I saw that it was the aversion to the fear, or the fear of the fear, then I began to say, well, I have to have compassion for the very feeling of fear. Then it began to unravel. But that took a lot of struggle. So intellectually, I can say the three sentences. But experientially, it took a few years. And this is the nature of delusion. It can be hard to see what's going on. Others might see it. My teachers could see it. And they gave me good instruction. I had all the books. But the nature of delusion is deluding. It's just the way it is. So we have the capacity to be awakened. We have the capacity to pay attention to different things, investigate. But where are we coming from is very important.